Hare Krishna. So Krishna has described very, very beautifully the concept of soul. It started from verse number 11 and we discussed till 28, verse number 28. And Krishna gave various facts and figures about the soul. From theistic point of view, from atheistic point of view. Even after hearing all this, suppose Arjuna says to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, you have taught me so many things, but I am not able to understand the nature of soul and how this will drive away my lamentation." So after hearing this, Krishna is speaking the amazing verse. Let's see this amazing verse. Even if we forget anything in Bhagavad Gita, surely we will not forget this amazing verse. Let's see shloka number 29. आश्चर्यवत् पश्यति कश्चिदैनम् आश्चर्यवत् वदति तथैव चान्यः आश्चर्यवक्चैरमन्यः शृणोति श्रुत्वाप्येनं वेदन चैव कश्चित्. दिस् इस् आश्चर्यवत् वर्स् और् अमेजिङ्ग् वर्स्. सो लेट्स् सी लैन् बै लैन्. आश्चर्यवत् पश्यति कश्चिदैनम् कश्चिद् सम् Some people, pashyati, look at whom? Enam, the soul as ashcharyavat. So some people look at the soul as amazing. They consider the soul as amazing. Or it can also be understood as some people are amazed when they look at the soul. First line. Second, ashcharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyaha. Some people speak about the soul or describe about the soul as amazing. Or, while describing about the soul, they are amazed. Third line. Aschariyavakchainam anyaha shunoti. Now, some people, when they hear about the soul, they are amazing. They feel it's amazing. And when they're hearing about the soul, they themselves are amazed. And the last line is very nice. Shrutvapya enam veda na chaiva kaschit. Even after hearing about this amazing soul, there are people who are not able to understand about the soul. And one of them here is Arjuna. So when he's asking Krishna that why I'm not able to understand the nature of soul, and so Krishna is saying that because it is amazing. Now let's see one by one. Different concepts hidden here. Why this entire shloka is so amazing and why the concept of the soul itself is so amazing. And I'm sure that after hearing the entire purport, we will not be amazed. You know, we will understand some aspects of it. Okay, now the first one. So we have already learnt in our previous shlokas, in the previous videos, what is the size of soul? Minute, tiny particle, 1/10,000 tip of the hair. And it occupies various bodies. It occupies gigantic bodies of like elephants and huge banyan trees. And it goes down and down and down even to the microbes, which are invisible to the eyes. Now, which can be seen only through the powerful microscopes. And look at the amazing aspect of the soul, that when it is there in the body, it spreads throughout the body, be it a small microbe or be it a huge gigantic body. Now when I say the soul spreads throughout the body, hope we understand, the consciousness, which is the symptom of the soul, spreads throughout the body. This is the first thing. Second amazing point about the soul is, it goes from one body to another, tathadehantara praptis. We have seen this in shloka number 13. It keeps going from one body to another. But the thing is, the transformation of the body that is there, hope we remember there are six transformations in the body, starting from birth till death. But the soul is not at all affected by those transformations. Isn't that amazing? That's what Krishna is talking about. So when people look at the soul or hear about the soul or describe about the soul, they speak or they feel that yes, the soul is amazing. And when doing all this, either looking, speaking or hearing, they are amazed that how come such an entity exists. So there are few people, in fact, now in this age of Kali Yuga, many who are not ready to agree that there is something which is so amazing. There is something which exists, which is called a soul, which is so amazing. This category of people are the people who are so engrossed in their own day-to-day monotonous life, who hardly have any time to explore the basic aspects of the soul. They're so engrossed, they don't have time at all to think of or to get a thought that they should think of something called a soul. So this is the first category, who are least bothered or who are in so much of ignorance that they don't know that they have to think about something which is called a soul, or they don't know that they should know about something which is called a soul. This is the high level of ignorance which people are in. Now, this is the lowest level, I should say. Now, let's go to one step ahead. So, there are people who are inclined. They know that they should know about the soul. They should hear about the soul. They're inclined also. But now the problem is, somehow, in this age of Kali Yuga, they get misguided. And they start thinking that the soul and super soul are same. They don't understand the difference between the two. Atma aur Paramatma ek hi hai. This is what people say. And as we discussed, Mayavadis, Atma and Paramatma merges. So they are misguided. And they are driven by this bogus concept. Now going one step ahead. Here Prabhupada writes that it is very difficult to find a person who understands the difference between this amazing soul and the super soul. Obviously, there is a great difference. We have discussed this before. Super soul or Paramatma is like Sindhu. Lord Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is like Sindhu, a big ocean. And what about us? We are Bindu. We are minute. We are infinitesimal. He is infinite and we are infinitesimal. So it's very difficult to find, very rare to find such a person who understands the difference between the two, who understands the relationship between the two, who understands the function of soul and super soul both. And then the highest level is that person who understands all this and derives maximum benefit by the knowledge of the soul. Very rare to find such a person. Very rare to find such a person. That's what Prabhupada very, very beautifully, he is making a point here that only after a person understands the subject matter of soul, only then that person becomes successful. So what is the key to success? The key to success is to understand the subject matter of soul. But now the question is, how to understand? Because this is such an amazing concept. How to understand this amazing concept or amazing subject matter of soul? A very, very easy process is given. What is that easiest process? Easiest process is to accept the words of the greatest authority, Krishna, as it is given in Bhagavad Gita. As it is, without getting deviated here and there, this is what we have to do. As soon as we accept the words of Krishna as it is from Bhagavad Gita, we can understand the amazing facts of this amazing entity, which is called as the amazing soul. First. Now, who can understand? Now, we understood how to understand. But now the thing is, who can understand? So, there's a qualification that is given about the person. What is the qualification? A person who has done lots of austerities. Very beautifully here it is given. A great deal of penance and sacrifice. Lots of austerities, penance and sacrifice. Such a person can understand about the soul. Either he should have done all this in the present life or in the past lives. But he should have done such austerities and sacrifices and penances. Then he can understand about the soul. Or the shortcut. If he has got the mercy of a pure devotee, then he can understand the subject matter of this amazing soul. And I would say that all of us are blessed. All of us. We are so blessed by Lord Krishna and his associates, his pure devotees, especially by Srila Prabhupada, that we all are taking maximum benefit of understanding this beautiful concept or the amazing concept of soul. So what are we supposed to do? One thing that we have to do is, in our day-to-day life, we have to make sure that our spiritual practices are strong enough. When that happens, then surely we can understand or realize the amazing aspect of soul, or else it will remain theory. And as many, many atheistic people say that there is no soul, maybe, God forbid this shouldn't happen, maybe we might also turn towards that direction, a deviated sect. So what are we supposed to do? We have to make sure that our every single day sadhana is strong. That is the most important one, chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So hope we understood something about this amazing concept of the amazing entity called the amazing soul. And hope we are not amazed after hearing all this. Now Krishna is going to conclude this entire section in the next verse. We started from sloka number 11 and we have completed till sloka number 29. Now in the next sloka, Krishna is going to conclude the entire subject matter of body and soul, which was a refutation or an argument for Arjuna's first reason for not fighting. That is, overcome by compassion to all the relatives who are standing in front. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding. And also, the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.